My mother had been one of the original children who Father O'Flynn taught poetry, and she was there at the very beginning, actually, as a very small child. She used to attend classes in the presbytery when she was aged only about six, I think, and Father O'Flynn taught her poetry, not Shakespeare, but Robert Louis Stevenson's Child's Garden of Verses. He had her sing poetry, and these classes in the presbytery, they were the very beginnings of the loft. Father O'Flynn then found an old loft near Shandon, and the classes moved into this premises, which my mother loved. And she was in the week, the great week, where they did eight different Shakespearean plays. She took part in that, and she also took part in a very famous production of The Midsummer's Night Dream, which was held on the roof of the North Infirmary. And it was held for a private audience, the medical staff and the nuns, and some clerics went, and I think the Bishop of Cork went. And my father attended it as a young boy, because his father was on the staff of the North Infirmary. So he was in the audience, and he saw my mother play the part of Puck in The Midsummer's Night Dream. And that was how my parents actually met. It was through Shakespeare on the roof of the North Infirmary. So that's quite a way to meet. It really is.
And,
yeah.
And what year or what period was this?
My mother did Puck when she was very young. So she was born 1916. So I think she did Puck when she was about 12. Yes, she was very young, Puck. But she always remembered that day. She said it was one of the great days of her life, actually, playing Puck on the roof of the North Infirmary. And therefore, when we were children, she brought us up to meet Father O'Flynn, because she adored Father O'Flynn and very much wanted us to be in the tradition of the loft, you know.